We spend a third of our lives asleep. Given this, it may seem surprising that we know so little about it. It is only in the last 20 years that scientific discoveries have been made that show the multitude of health benefits of a good night's sleep. Sleep enriches a diversity of brain functions, including our ability to learn, memorize, and make logical decisions and choices. It supports our psychological health and stabilizes our emotions, allowing us to confront the social and psychological challenges of our daily lives. Even dreaming, a notoriously difficult area to study scientifically, could be seen as a therapy to deal with painful memories and a space in which the brain merges past and present knowledge, inspiring creativity. Two recent books have brought the science of sleep to readers in an accessible and entertaining way. Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker, a professor of neuroscience at UC Berkeley in California, guides us through the latest scientific discoveries and offers advice on how to approach sleep. The biologist and science journalist Henry Nichols Sleepyhead begins as a personal look at the sleep disorder narcolepsy, which the author himself suffers from. The book then branches out to examine a whole range of common disorders, from insomnia to sleep apnea, sleepwalking to night terrors. While both books are scientific rather than self-help, they offer personal advice on how to improve sleep hygiene. One contentious subject is the widespread use of sleep aids, such as sleeping pills or health apps. Walker warns that sleeping pills do not provoke natural sleep and provide none of sleep's benefits, bringing instead, he believes, a whole host of other dangers from addiction to dangerous daytime drowsiness and even overdose. Nichols points out that apps that claim to track sleep patterns can do no such thing.